insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, hello and welcome. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at some of the contents of Surah Ankabut. Now let's listen to 42nd and 3rd verses of this surah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Indeed, Allah knows whatever thing they call upon other than Him, and He is the exalted in might, the wise.
وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ.
And these examples we present to the people, but none will understand them except those of knowledge.
So, dear listeners, in this verse, the Qur'an threatens and warns those negligent, unaware polytheists, and implicitly states that Allah knows whatever they call other than Him. Because you may remember previously we were talking about the fact that these polytheists, these pagans, they actually associate with God somebody other than Him. They rely on somebody other than the Almighty Allah, both for their worships and their prayings and for their daily routine works. So, here, Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَّمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ. Verily, Allah knows whatever thing they are calling besides Him. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And He is the mighty, the wise. So, Qur'an is threatening these negligent polytheists. Now, neither their manifest polytheism nor their hidden one is concealed to Allah. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the mighty and the absolute wise. If He gives respite to them, it is not for the sake that He does not know or His power is finite. But His wisdom requires that He gives enough respite to them so that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, completes the argument to all, and those who are eligible for guidance can be guided. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ. Allah knows whatever thing they are calling upon besides Him. Some commentators have taken this sentence as an indication to the pretext that the polytheists sought for themselves. They used to say that actually if they worship those idols, it would not be because of the idols themselves, and they were indeed some symbols of stars of sky and of their prophets and angels. They said that they prostrated for them, they respected them, and in their and their good and evil and their benefit and harm are in their authority. This is what they stated. But the Holy Quran implies that Allah knows what things the polytheists call, whomever they may be. And whatever they may be, they are the likes of the web of spider, comparing to the power of His command, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have nothing to give them. They do not have any benefit for them, for the followers of them, and they do not actually give any kind of support. They are not refuge.
وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ.
So this was about the 42nd verse. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ. Surely Allah knows whatever the thing they call upon besides Him. And it says, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the mighty, He is the wise. Why? Because at the very same time that He knows, He is powerful as well. He can help you, He can support you. Just in contrast with what you have chosen as your gods, which is like a spider's weak house, أوهن البيوت, so-called. The power of the Almighty Allah is infinite. هو العزيز الحكيم. And the next verse may refer to the rejection of the enemies of the Prophet ﷺ, who pointed to these parables and said that how is it possible that Allah, who is the creator of earth and heaven, brings forth parables to spider, fly, insects, and the like? This could be the case. This could be the occasion of revelation. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. And such are the parables we set forth for mankind, but none understand them but the learned ones. So that's what this verse is about. The importance and tenderness of a parable is not in its being small or big, but it is in its fitness with the aim. I mean, the parable you provide, the parable you mention, the parable you set forth must suit with the context. And that's the point. Sometimes its being small is its most important and most significant point of strength. For example, when the words are mostly about the weak and baseless supports, the parable must be chosen from spider, which can illustrate this weakness, this instability, this lack of resistance better than anything is. This lack of structure is shown only in this, actually, house. This is the identity of eloquence and elegance. That is why it is said that only the learned ones can recognize the elegance and elaborations of the Qur'an. وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ. Only those who understand them are the learned ones, the ones who actually try to understand, and they do not look at the verses of the Holy Qur'an as some very simple parables. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets, this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.